What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
This is End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. If you're just tuning in, folks, End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. So if you're joining us for the first time, welcome, folks. And we cover the news. We cover lots of information, a podcast about everyday life, hope, God, Jesus Christ, news, current and world events. Also, we are waiting for the return of Jesus Christ and second coming. So strap yourself in, folks. Get ready. And I'm going to go over today's news. And again, you can find me online at redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And let's get into today's news. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com, dated Wednesday, August 11th, 2021. Happy Wednesday, folks. I hope so far your week is going good and fantastic. I hope everybody is doing good, and God bless each and every one of you for following, for tuning in, for downloading. I greatly, greatly appreciate it here. And again, just before we get into today's news, I got something very serious to go over with you, but I got to throw a disclaimer here. This disclaimer, so the YouTube and internet police does not take us off the air. I have to use this disclaimer each and every time. I have a couple podcasts I do, and I have to use this same disclaimer. So here we go. Just bear with me for the next 30 seconds here. I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, nor am I going to give healthcare or professional advice or prescribe any drugs, narcotics, or anything thereof. However, under the Freedom of Information Act and my First Amendment free speech rights under the Constitution of the United States of America, I can bring you alternative news and information and resources that you can, as a Christian, as a human being, as a person, make informed decisions for yourself. So now I've thrown that disclaimer out there, folks. So let's go and let's dive into today's news from naturalnews.com. The headline reads as follows: shocking executive order signed by Tennessee's governor authorizes quarantines, involuntary internment for COVID enforced by National Guard. Here we go, folks. I've been saying and saying and saying, and I pray for each and every one of you out here. You listen to this podcast, and there'll be a prayer at the end of the podcast if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. But I've been praying and praying that God intervenes and stops this. But we all know, reading the book of Revelation, that there's certain things that must happen. And there's just a course of events that must happen for people just tuning in and don't know the Bible. We'll get into the Bible really deep in another time. But for today's news broadcast, there's in the book of Revelation, And I believe that's chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. It talks about the mark of the beast, folks. And the mark of the beast, you can't buy, sell, or trade. And again, this COVID is all part of the mark of the beast system. They have to be able to control everybody. They're making people take the shot. The shot's going in the body. It's loaded up with graphene oxide and lots of other killer narcotics and different things, but mostly graphene oxide, which is toxic and deadly, also nanoparticles. They just want to completely depopulate the world. And I know that sounds crazy, but again, this article is preparing the United States for what is about to come. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, again, we'll have a prayer at the end of this podcast, so stay tuned here. So here's how the article goes. That was the headline, folks. Up to now, the COVID-19 pandemic, most Republican governors opted to protect the rights and individual freedoms of their citizens against imposing top-down lockdowns, mandates that rob people of liberties and their abilities to decide for themselves as Americans. What is their best course of action? What would be in terms of self-isolation, getting the vaccine, social distancing, or wearing a mask? But there have been some notable exceptions. One of them is Governor Bill Lee of the state of Tennessee. Lee quietly signed an executive order recently authorizing Tennessee National Guard and Tennessee State Guard implement involuntary commitments of citizens as well as quarantines and concentration with certain health and emergency operations. Lee also noted that the order was specifically concerned with an increase in COVID-19 cases. According to an influential state conservative group, Tennessee Stands, Lee signed order number 83 on Friday with little fanfare. And there's a copy. I'm going to leave a link down below, folks, the copy of the executive order and the link, and you can click that and you can read through that. But again, as in the book of Revelation, you can't buy, sell, or trade. They're going to have us, at least most of us, or almost, they hope they can get all of us, but most of us that will not take this beast system, will not take this COVID vaccine, and will not kill our children, our spouses, our parents and grandparents, etc., by forcing this garbage and forcing this crap, excuse my language, on our family members and on ourselves and children and spouses. They're going to keep forcing this and forcing this. So pretty soon it's going to get ugly. I predict, and I'm going to make a prediction right now, within the next, I'm going to say 6 months, that they're going to have massive lockdowns all over the United States. They already got it coming. The lockdowns will be coming within the next 60 to 90 days. I know that. But I predict they're going to start having, and this is going to be all over the United States, that they're going to start having these lockdowns and these FEMA type of camps where if you don't take the vaccine, they'll give you one last chance. They're going to throw you in a FEMA camp. And that decision's yours. If you want to take that poison, if you want to die of an early death due to the graphene oxide and nanoparticles where they can control you the rest of your entire life, and that eventually the graphene oxide gets in your body, breaks down your body, causes blood clots. They're very hard to find. You have blood clots in your body. Not only do you have blood clots, you start to have organ failure, heart problems, heart attacks, strokes, Bell's palsy. I mean, I can go on and on and on. I've been covering COVID, folks, for on another podcast for a year and a half. And trust me when I say this, that this is complete poison. And this is the devil working overtime through man, through demons, and I know, and I've called these people out specifically that are doing this, and all I can say is don't take the vaccine. That's all I can say. That's all I can legally tell you. Don't take the vaccine. Don't take the poison. However, if you want to give in to fear, if you want to sign your life away to the devil, you want to give in to the fear, that's your own business, folks. I'm just going to tell you the truth, but this is only my opinion. But the Bible, I'm not, I don't want to be popular. I'm lining myself up with biblical prophecy in the book of Revelation. I'm not lining myself up with man. If man decides to take my life away, then man decides to take my life away. As long as I'm right with God, that's what you have to understand. So let's go back to the article, folks. The conservative group highlighted some provisions of the order exceptionally concerning, to include discretion of the National Guard, the State Guard, and members in connection with certain health care and services operations, telephone assessments for involuntary commitment cases are permanent, temporary quarantine and isolation facilities may be constructed. And again, Governor Bill Lee, executive order, and that was on August 6th. And for the naysayers who said years ago, and again, this is right from the article, folks, for the naysayers who said years ago, FEMA camps to house malcontents of the government found troublesome. Well, executive actions like this one feed into such stories and concerns, noting again, that a portion of Lee's order authorizing temporary quarantine and isolation facilities may be constructed. Camps, in other words, that would be manned with armed troops with orders, no doubt, shoot to kill anyone who tries to escape or break in. Former Fox News journalist Todd Starnes noted that many people reacted with disbelief. Wow, the guard will be utilized in voluntary commitment and construction of quarantine and isolation facilities. Thought all of that was a silly conspiracy theory, one wrote on social media. Again, folks, again, as I conclude the article, and the link will be down there, down below, so you can read it. This stuff is real. This stuff, you have to wake up as a Christian and as a non-Christian. I know us Christians sometimes get in a bubble. We get in a bubble. We think that we're protected. We're going to be raptured out of here. We're protected, blah, 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 blah. I just want to say that is your opinion. And just like this is I'm reading this story. This is the person that covers the story and writes the story, the news. This is their opinion as well. However, I don't try to contort, any portions of the Bible. I try to go specifically by what is in the Bible, and I don't try to add my opinion, whether you're left or right, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative. You keep all that garbage and all that, excuse my language, crap out of your interpretation of the Bible. Read the Bible for the words that the Bible has. Your King James Version is a very good version, but just get a good, holy Bible. That's what you need to find. And just read the Bible, folks. We're living in the last times. We're living in the end days. We're definitely, this is going to ramp up and ramp up and ramp up. And pretty soon, as I predict within 6 months, states will start to do this. Fortunately, I'm in a state, the state of Florida, here in Central Florida, where they do, at least for right now, the government has not flip-flopped on values. But there will be a time where they give in to Satan, of course, and they start forcing all 22 million of us down here in the state of Florida to get vaccinated. I will not take the vax. That means I will probably end up in prison or in an internment camp or something like thereof, and eventually them camps, what they do, if you don't take anything, they try brainwashing you and everything, they're going to kill you. They're going to cut your head off, you know, and people will say, well, Eric, you know, it doesn't say it. Yes, it does say that. It does say that if you read the book of Revelation, there are many people that's martyred and died for Jesus Christ. And there are many people that's lost their heads, folks. It says it in the, go back and read the book of Revelation. And it says that there are people that's died and been martyred that stood up for Christ, wouldn't take the mark, wouldn't take this, and they died for Jesus Christ, folks. These are the end times. I'm not trying to fearmonger. I love each and every one of you. But I want everybody to know, listening to this podcast, I want everybody to know Jesus Christ is their Lord and personal Savior. Because things are going to get hard. Things are going to get tough. Not only hard and tough, they're going to be really tough. They're, for most people won't survive that unless you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, folks. And you have to understand that. And if you want to be in denial, then that's your right. I respect that as a human being and as a Christian and just as a brother. I understand that. But what you have to understand is events are going to happen regardless of whatever your opinion is. Your opinion is one opinion and 7.5 billion people, just like my opinion is one opinion and there's 7.5 billion people on the planet. It might only be my opinion, and I understand. But again, if God is with you, who can be against you? And so that's what you have to understand, that I try to get out this podcast and give as much information as possible. And I want to bring you the light and the hope. And the light and the hope is if you believe in Jesus Christ and you have Jesus Christ in your heart, folks, hear me out. And you truly believe in Jesus Christ, and we're gonna give a prayer here in just a second here as I conclude this podcast. And if you believe in Jesus Christ, then all you have to do is just turn your life over to Jesus Christ, accept Him as your Lord and personal Savior. And once you do that and start living a godly life, then you have nothing to fear. The fear goes away. That if something happens, you understand God is in control. The devil will only reign so long, but in the end, the devil loses, okay? Just telling you the story here, folks. The devil loses in the end. It might look like that he's dominating the earth. He has his way with this COVID. Everybody's getting the shot. Everybody's going to be killed off, blah, 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 blah. But God wins in the end, folks. God wins in the end. That's what you have to understand. The devil is only allowed to reign so long on the face of the earth, and then he will be wiped out for good. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, folks, as your Lord and personal Savior, I want to invite you right now to say a prayer and to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And so I'll give you a few seconds to find a quiet place in your home, in your work, or somewhere. On maybe take a quick 5-second break, go in the bathroom, go in the closet, wherever you have to go, folks. Go out in the car, your truck, wherever you have to go. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, if you've not given your life to Jesus and invited Him into your life, I'll give you a second or two to find a place to go, and I just invite you to say this prayer with me to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. So go ahead. I'll give you a couple seconds, folks. Okay. Repeat after me, folks. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death, and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And folks, if you prayed that prayer right now, that salvation prayer, if you prayed that right now, congratulations. I commend you. Congratulations. And that's your very first step. Just like a baby taking their very first step when they're born, that's your very first step. The next step is you want to get a good Bible. I like the King James Version, but just get whatever you can find, a good, holy Bible. And just start reading the Bible. Again, I tell people, and people laugh at me, sometimes I'm a little OCD. I like to start in page one and go through everything, but it doesn't matter. Just dig into the Bible, folks. Start reading it. Start getting to know Jesus Christ. Start living the word, start telling people. That's the next step. Start telling people. Once you start reading, you start knowing more of Jesus Christ and what Jesus is all about and what God is all about, and that you've received salvation and you've given your life to Jesus Christ. And tell all your friends, tell all your family, tell all your coworkers, tell the neighbor next door. You can tell anybody you want. And that's the most important thing. And then, of course, the third step, folks, is to just find a good church, a church that preaches the Trinity. The Trinity is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's what you want to find, just a good Christian church that believes in God Almighty. And you can look them up. Sometimes you can Google them or whatever. Ask somebody you know that goes to church, or just find a good church that does believe, again, in Christianity and believes in the Trinity, which is the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And just go from there. And that's the most important thing you can do right now, is to get into your Bible. Once you're into your Bible and the Bible is helping you, and you're reading every day, and you're learning more and more and more about Jesus Christ, and you're learning about the Bible, and you're learning through the Bible and about the Bible and changing your lifestyle and how God Almighty is affecting you and touching your life. And that's the most important thing. And then give a testimony and witness to people and invite people to get to know Jesus Christ. And that's simple. You know, you don't have to be a pastor. I'm certainly not a pastor or anything like that. I just try to bring out the truth, and I try to touch people in a positive way any time I possibly can in life. Because we're only here so long, folks. You know, and again, things will get a lot worse before, in the very end, the second coming of Jesus Christ, which is very, very soon, right around the corner at the rate we're going right now. They're pushing this beast system, and once the beast system's pushed, then it'll only be a very short time for the second coming of Jesus Christ. And they're pushing this beast system with the needle and the jabs and everything. They're pushing this hard, folks. And so that's why I know Jesus is right around the corner. Let me know what you think of this podcast, folks. And I pray for you. And again, congratulations if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. You can find me online at redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. This is Eric. Be well, be safe, and most importantly, folks, God bless you and your families, and thank you very much for listening, and I pray for all of you. And again, if you want to read the article in its full entirety, the link will be down below. So God bless you and your families, and stay safe, folks. I'm out of here. See ya. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.